folks, we are live. It's the Sunday edition of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, less than a week away from the 8th anniversary of 9/11. It's really time for me to get on my soapbox and tear apart this National Geographic propaganda piece. Nothing angered me more than to try to sit through the entire 2 hours, probably about an hour and 40 plus, with commercials of this propaganda garbage. What do they do? Well, they spend the first 15 minutes or so not even talking about any of the quote-unquote conspiracies other than Jews, no planes, crazy people believe this stuff. We're going to demonstrate that to you. For those watching at prisonplanet.tv, we're going to show you the imagery. I want to start right now and show you this one image. They flash this image in the first 30 seconds. Okay, it's up there for about 15 seconds, but it sets the stage. What do you see? Well, you see Party Hat and Puff the Magic Dragon here holding a huge sign that says no planes hit the World Trade Center, while one of them is wearing a paper Alex Jones mask. Okay? They don't want you to even consider this to be a reality, that they would lie to you about 9/11. So what do? They show a nut job in a Puff the Magic Dragon costume wrapped around his neck and some guy with a party hat on at the 8th anniversary, or I'm sorry, this was the 7th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, with a huge sign that says no planes hit the World Trade Center. I assure you, planes hit the World Trade Center. Those videos are real, folks. Okay, anybody out there questioning that really needs to take a step back and think to themselves, well, wait, there was a lot of amateur footage and it all looks the same and the hole is equal to the plane that they showed hit the building. Why would I even consider this garbage? Nose out. Nose out. Well, you watch every video and it appears that the nose cone or some other object made it all the way through the building. It's the first thing you see right before the explosion really takes place. Okay, so when we come back from the first break, we're going to hit up this commentary of Dylan Avery, one of the guys that I made loose change with. And we're going to be showing you, by the way, throughout this, the refutation of their claims. For instance, in this, they try to say that we say that fire cannot deform steel. That's never been an argument of 9/11 truth. Let me repeat that. That has never been an argument of 9/11 truth. No one has ever said that fire can't deform steel. Not one person out there. See, they don't want to address the molten metal at the base of the World Trade Center. They don't want to address the multiple witnesses talking about that molten metal. They don't want to address the witnesses talking about explosions either. See, later on in the program, they say conspiracy theorists assert that there were secondary explosions at the World Trade Center. And then they go to paper quotations that were in newspapers. Yes, this is part of the evidence, but they don't want to show you the actual people talking about it. The hundreds of witnesses that we show you in Loose Change Second Edition and Loose Change Final Cut. But we are going to show you that here today. We're going to show you a segment, then we're going to show you the evidence that refutes that segment. And, you know, I'm hoping that people out there listening to this are going to be posting this on message boards, especially this National Geographic's message board, and proving that they have nothing but propaganda on their sides. Of course fire is going to deform steel. We know this. Okay? First of all, they take a naked steel beam, and we'll show you that later, and then they lay concrete blocks on it, and they admit offhand that this is nowhere near the size of a steel beam at the World Trade Center. It's not even to scale, folks, not even close. Meanwhile, NIST does the actual experimentation by creating a huge floor model the size of the World Trade Center, subjects it to hotter temperatures for longer periods of time, and they get sagging. And then they'll make the claim, oh, well, all the fireproofing was knocked off the steel. Well, it is kind of funny that you look at all this steel in the rubble and none of it has fireproofing on it. See, what they'll say is when the planes hit, the fireproofing was knocked off the steel. Well, maybe that's the case on the levels that the plane hit. But how about, you know, the other 90 plus floors? Sounds kind of impossible to me. Yet all those steel beams were naked. From the controlled demolition, folks. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Go check us out live right now at InfoWars.com. and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We are getting ready to fire the cannons of the info war against National Geographic right now. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And let's just preface this, folks. Right off the bat, what are they showing you? People in costumes, no planes. What do they want to talk about? They want to talk about Jews and conspiracies and crazy people. So I'm going to go to that first introductory clip with Dylan Avery, where, you know, Dylan probably talked about this stuff in a big sentence, and in the middle of it, of course, they cut away from the video, and then they go to some, you know, B-roll so that they can kind of compile his words together to make us sound terrible. I mean,
I was just going to interrupt and say this, because I never made this point. That's why they have former intelligence agents come out and say they're Jesus, and then they say they're a woman, and they have other Bush administration people come out and say laser beams did it. And they have other people come out and dress like Puff the Magic Dragon and then say no planes hit. And then well-meaning people buy into that to discredit a serious movement. I mean, and then they always say, why aren't you covering the particle beams? Why aren't you covering that I'm Jesus? Why aren't you covering the dragon that knocked it down? Why aren't you covering no planes? So that they can try to make us COINTELPRO fight amongst ourselves. Even if you believe Puff the Magic Dragon did it, even if you believe space beams did it, or aliens, or Pluto, you should stick to what you can prove and the most hardcore evidence, like the police and firemen saying, get back, they're going to blow it up. But, I mean, literally on video, the leaders of the no planes dressed up with a picture of me hanging over their body and another as a dragon, clearly laughing. It's funny to discredit 9/11 truth.
Yeah, he's wearing a New Year's Eve party hat on his head as though that's what you would do at a memorial where you want people to take you seriously and look at your information while you're handing out DVDs.
No. I mean, this came out when they wanted to discredit the Black Panthers, wanted to discredit peace groups. They did the exact same crap. That's why they have militia guys that dress up like crazy, you know, you know, clowns from the Mad Hatter or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's all meant to discredit. And whatever, just go ahead.
Yes,
it's not
sir.
Working. The good news is it's not working.
All right, so let's play this clip where their true agenda is revealed in the first 5 minutes of the program.
Why the secrecy? If we were taken by surprise, if this truly was a surprise terrorist attack on our country, why the secrecy?
They believe 9/11 was an inside job.
The people at the World Trade Center and the Pentagon were murdered by forces within our own government.
Now, science takes on the conspiracy theories.
The reality is, this far out, no one has been able to provide a single piece of evidence that those buildings were explosively demolished. And the reason is, they weren't.
Nobody will ever look at 9/11 the same way again.
10:06 a.m. United Airlines 93 is shot down.
We demand the...
Oh, what happened there? I guess the video just crashed out. Let's try to get it on another computer because it was choppy anyway. We'll get to it, folks. I promise you. You know, about 7 minutes later, they start talking about conspiracies being fun. Conspiracies are fun. Well, let me tell you what's not fun. Me learning about the Bin Ladens and the Bush family in business together through the military-industrial complex. Me learning that Bin Laden was on a CIA payroll, okay? You know what else isn't fun? Finding out that a third building falls into its own footprint and has the largest CIA base in the world outside of Langley, Virginia, the largest Secret Service office in the world. That's not fun for me, okay? Conspiracies aren't fun when they're about the murder of 3,000 people. So for them to come out and say conspiracies are fun, that's why these people gravitate it. No, it's that the government lies and lies and lies again. And then literally 30 seconds after that clip, they say the government timeline of events has been consistent right after they show Thomas Keene. It's never been consistent. NORAD's changed their story over 3 times. Okay? Keene and Hamilton wrote a book together called Without Precedent. Those two cover-up artists, I'm not defending them in any way, shape, or form, but it was such a cover-up that they had to come out and admit that they considered indictments of NORAD. They considered indictments, folks, but they decided no big deal. And then at a press conference, somebody stands up and asks the question, and Lee Hamilton acts like, oh, well, we never did that. And then Thomas Keene has to stop him, and he says, well, and it's in Fabled Enemies, by the way. Well, actually, I would never correct the chairman, but I do believe you categorized one of those as an indictment.
He has the second clip ready. Right?
Oh, he does have the second clip?
It's just the machine was jumping.
Okay. All right. Let's go to the 12:55, but I still want to hit that other clip of Dylan talking about, you know, again in that intro. So 12:55, I believe.
I believe that 9/11 is the culmination of a number of opportunities for a number of very powerful people. There were people that wanted to cash in on real estate. There were people that wanted to cash in on legislation being passed. There were people that wanted to cash in on the military-industrial complex and the stimulation of it that would happen immediately after 9/11.
Conspiracy sells because it gives, you know, everybody out there a chance to understand what's behind it, what's going on. Not just the facts that the TVs and newspapers are feeding us, but this big cobble behind it's controlling the scenes, controlling what's actually going on. It's a lot more fun. Adults like kids, they love to be scared. Conspiracies provide that sort of that safe scare. Aha, I'm actually smarter than the government. I know they're lying to me.
All right, let's stop it. It's a safe scare. It has nothing to do with safety. Believe me, I could spend my time doing a million other things. But when our entire foreign and domestic policy is based on the events of 9/11, when the Patriot Acts 1, 2, the Military Commissions Act are being passed based on this event, you need to pay attention to it. It does not give me a safe scare. I mean, Sybil Edmonds comes out 2 weeks ago, breaks her gag order, and admits that the Taliban and Osama bin Laden are working for the CIA up until the day of 9/11, folks. Up until the day of. That's not suspicious. Then Dan Rather in 2002 does an in-depth report, finds out bin Laden is being taken care of at a Pakistani hospital, housed by the military. The military comes in, takes out most of the personnel, guards the place so he can get kidney dialysis. Okay? Now, we're not at war with Pakistan, And then we find out the Pakistani ISI, the Inter Service Intelligence Agency, the sister organization to the CIA, is sending funding to the hijackers that trained at U.S. American bases throughout the country. That's not safe. Okay, that doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy. That doesn't make me feel like I have a one up on somebody. That disturbs me greatly. Those are real facts. That really happened. Three of the hijackers listed their home and their address as the Pensacola Navy Station in Florida. We had the dean of the defense, or I'm sorry, the vice, the vice chancellor of the defense language school in Monterey, California, go public and say that Bush allowed the attacks to happen after he had trained some of the hijackers. We have Michael J. Springman, in Fabled Enemies, a head of the visa department in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, coming out and saying, no, that wasn't really a visa department. It was a front for the CIA to funnel in Islamic militants through their asset, Osama bin Laden, in covert operations. That doesn't make me feel safe. That doesn't make me feel good at all. So in this next clip we're going to go to, it's at 16 minutes. They talk about how we want to believe this. See, they haven't showed you any of the experimentation. They haven't shown you any of our evidence. It's Jews, no planes, and we want to believe this because it makes us feel good. It makes us feel good. Didn't make me feel good. I lost a lot of sleep, folks. Hit the clip.
The reality is, this far out, no one has been able to provide a single piece of evidence that those buildings were explosively demolished. And the reason is, they weren't.
By presenting this new evidence to the truthers, they and we might learn more about their theories, their beliefs, and perhaps most importantly, why they want to believe.
All right, stop it right there.
Some of the-
See, right at the very beginning, why they want to believe, not why they believe this. We're not going to look at the actual evidence. What we're trying to do is show you that these people are crazy. They have some type of mental disorder, and nothing they say could possibly be true. And then they control the argument. Remember, no one in the 9/11 truth movement is going to say that fire does not deform steel. It obviously deforms steel. No, the problem is you have molten metal pouring out of the World Trade Center. The problem is you have degrees of over 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit weeks and weeks after the attacks. You have the NASA thermal imagery that shows this. You have people like Pataki and Giuliani on record talking about it. But they don't want to get into that. They don't want to touch it. All right, so why don't we just hit play from where it is, because it gets into it, that some conspiracies are based on erroneous data. We're based on data that's just plain wrong. All right, let's hit it.
Many conspiracy theories exist covering every aspect of 9/11. Many ask questions that seem to have no answer. Many point out apparent discrepancies in the official story. Some are based on erroneous data. Others on data that cannot be explained.
All right, pause right now. I just pause it. I'll leave it up there for people because I want people to see this. Man, if we could have just clipped it back just a little bit where you can actually see the black text there. As that fades out, see, there we go. If you look at this, now 9/11 conspirators profited through insider trading. Absolutely happened. They never tackle it in the program. They don't even mention it. They just show it up there so that you'll never look into that because the things that they're disproving are up there as well. Okay, just like up on the top right hand of the screen, they say fires never got hot enough to deform World Trade Center steel. That has never been an argument of 9/11 truth. Okay, I have always stated if those towers were to come down from the damage in the fire, they would have done so asymmetrically. In other words, a piece of them would have tipped over. That's the real science. No one's saying that the damage in the fires couldn't have caused something like that to happen. But a gravity-free, in other words, free of gravity, no resistance whatsoever, pancake collapse on top of itself, a controlled implosion? No, that's not possible from what happened. And they'll never do an experiment that shows that, I promise you. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis. A lot more to come. We're going to be tackling this at least for the first hour, taking your calls. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick, go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
We are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And let's bring that up for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers again, this still shot. Because again, you know, they put their straw man up in the top right corner. Fires never got hot enough to deform World Trade Center steel. No one ever said that. The experimentation on that is totally bunk. It's garbage. It doesn't prove anything. But then what else do they throw up there? Well, they throw up the insider trading. Don't look at the insider trading. World Trade Center steel wreckage was sent to China and melted down. That happened. That is a fact. That is not a conspiracy theory. Okay, Osama bin Laden is not wanted by the FBI for 9/11. not listed on their website. We called them up. Rex Toombs said there was no hard evidence linking Bin Laden to the attacks. He works for the FBI. He was their spokesperson. Not a conspiracy theory. Throw it up again. And then they throw up a missile hit the Pentagon again. You know, people, you know, no matter what you believe about the Pentagon, why is that even up there? They don't even, their experimentation is a joke. It is such a joke on the Pentagon that they actually admit during it that it has nothing to do with the Pentagon whatsoever. It does not prove anything whatsoever. Where is it? He admits it has no relevance. We'll get to that later. I forget. They have one company doing all of this. All right. So let's jump to, 17 minutes on this. So we can, well, you know what? We don't even need to. You've seen it. Fires did not burn hot enough to deform steel. That's their claim. Okay. So let's jump all the way to 28 minutes and show you the tools they used for this experimentation. Now, I got to give them a second here, folks.
As a result of inaccurate or falsified data manipulation.
It was like a controlled demolition. The distinctive kind of controlled demolition called implosion that makes the building come straight down. So you've got a massive amount of evidence that points towards implosion.
To address this controversy, we will conduct physical experiments to illuminate what really happened in the 9/11 attacks. 2,000 miles away from Hangar 17 in the New Mexico desert, jet fuel, 2,000 degree heat, and steel girders are about to be put to the test.
All right, let's pause it for just a second here. Let's pause it right on that. Now, that is a bare steel beam that I could lift with my arms. Little old me. I'm not a big dude, okay? I could lift that steel beam up. Now, I've been next to some of the debris from the World Trade Center. They had one of those memorials at the Empire Plaza in Albany, New York. In fact, they did a cover story on me and the other Loose Change guys on the Times Union where we posed in front of this stuff. Those steel beams are massive. They're massive, okay? They're huge. So, of course, steel in a controlled environment of 2,000 degrees just because they made it jet fuel, okay? And they say it got up to 2,000 degrees. They have a heat coupler there. I'd like to see the evidence of that. You know, until this, I saw this, I thought that, you know, 1850, 1900 degrees was the tops. Maybe it did get up to 2,000 degrees. It's really a moot point either way. We're going to jump right now to this YouTube video, the first YouTube video that I hit you up with. And we're going to show you what NIST did to try to, you know, replicate what happened on 9/11. See, they built floor models. So this is at 152 of this YouTube clip. And then we're going to show you some of the molten steel that makes the argument here. All right, so let's hit the clip.
Both Bush cabinet appointees. As part of their investigation, NIST contracted Underwriters Laboratories to recreate floor models from the Twin Towers for the purpose of fire resistance tests.
We heard about it in the news. We heard about it right away that the floors didn't collapse. Okay, so they tested these huge models. They're models, but they're huge. I mean, one model was essentially the same size and exactly the same as one of the types of floor sections used. And they tested it according to ASTM 119. They exposed it to much longer fire and higher temperatures than we know were present in the World Trade Center. So right away, there was a problem. And that's August of 2004.
All right, let's cut it right there. So what happens to Kevin Ryan of Underwriters Laboratory when he brings this up? He's fired. That's a clip from Loose Change Final Cut, by the way, which we sell over at Infowars.com, probably the definitive 9/11 documentary on the physical anomalies that occurred that day. And when we get back on the longer side, we're going to show you the molten steel pouring out of the World Trade Center. And on top of that, we're going to show you the eyewitnesses, the people who worked for FEMA that witnessed 2,000 degree plus temperatures there. Okay, it's not Jason Burmis saying this stuff. It's people who worked for the government but didn't know what they were seeing, didn't know that this was going to be an unexplainable anomaly unless you told the truth. They didn't know what the truth was. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Tune in now at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
All right, folks, we are back. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and we are tearing apart this National Geographic hit piece from Monday night. Remember, folks, if you missed the program, you can get the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com once a week. That's all we're on right now, is once a week. All right, so right here, it's the 35:45 marker of the tape. They actually say that the fireproofing was knocked off, which is total and complete Johnny nonsense. The fireproofing could not have been knocked off all the way throughout the building. And by the way, when we were showing you that model of the plane hitting the World Trade Center a few moments ago, it cuts the steel beams. Now, they say that the wings cut through the steel beams inside the structure, not just the outer beams, all right? Yet later on, they show you the Pentagon simulation. And the steel, or the beams there don't get cut. In fact, they cut the wings, and then they say that the wings moldenized, and so did the rest of the cockpit. And it was like a lava flow, having their cake and eating it too. Saying two completely different things based on basically the same aircraft, a 757. Okay, so again, they are just totally and completely dishonest. But I will say this, they'll at least admit here that they aren't using a full-scale beam. No kidding, you're not using a full-scale beam. And then they say, oh, well, we just couldn't get one that big. It would have taken forever to mount it up. Aren't we trying to show what would have happened? I mean, the little pittance of a beam that they used in a controlled environment of 2,000-plus degrees is a joke. And again, the premise is I mean, they never get it to molten ice. That's the premise of 9/11 truth, that there was molten metal on the scene of the World Trade Center collapse. Not that it deformed steel. Yeah, fire deformed steel. You win. We never made that claim. Okay, so let's hit the clip.
And we'll just go get the beam, and it's 20 foot, so we'll just center it up on here.
On one of the testing pads, workers construct a fire pit, which will contain a reservoir of jet fuel. Though the World Trade Center had fireproofing on the beams, the National Institute of Standards and Technology reports that material had been knocked off at the moment of impact. And where the insulation was dislodged, the temperature of the steel rose rapidly. So in our test, a bare beam is used.
We're not doing an actual full-scale beam because to load a full-scale beam would take an immense load. And so we've scaled it back. We just have a small I-beam.
Oh.
W8 by 18.
Oh, a small I-beam. Oh, that explains it. Oh, because we should use a small I-beam when we're trying to prove something that doesn't even matter in the first place. Now, he also admits later on, about 4 minutes later, that temperatures were not that hot. They were never 2,000 degrees. That's at 3925. I'm going to give them a second to bring that up. So at 3925, he admits the temperatures were not that hot. Then we're going to go to a clip from Loose Change Second Edition where you find out that the firefighters actually got up into the 78th floor. Now, I ask you, if they got into the impact zone, could it be 2,000 degrees? Could it be 1,800 degrees? Could it be 1,500 degrees? Could it be 700 degrees in there? Could a human body withstand that type of a temperature? So let's hit this clip where he admits that the temperatures in the World Trade Center were not that hot.
Will commence to lose its strength far below its 2,600 degree Fahrenheit melting point. Within minutes, an unstable structure is created. In the World Trade Center, this heat would have been more than sufficient to soften the steel. And this combined heat and the weight of the structure would have caused deformation across entire floors.
Of course, the World Trade Center managed to stand for more than 5 minutes after the impact, so they weren't seeing quite these kinds of temperatures. But still, this is showing that if you heat up steel...
So they didn't receive those type of temperatures, and you just used an I-beam that isn't to scale, and that's not what the steel beams in the World Trade Center looked like. And by the way, they don't want to tell you that human beings were in the impact zone, so it had to be a lot less heat. In fact, let's go to the clip. This is from Loose Change Second Edition. Okay. These are the firefighters radioing down from the 78th floor saying that they can knock out two of these pockets of fire with hand lines. Hit it.
To put it out.
Hey, 9-4-1-5. We got two isolated pockets of fire. We should be able to knock it down with two lines. Radio that. 78th floor. Number 1045, call one.
If the 78th floor was a raging inferno like the government would have us believe, then Palmer wouldn't have gotten as far as he did, and certainly wouldn't have been able to put it out.
That's right. All right, let's stop it right there. Don't want to talk about that, though. That's too much for National Geographic. See, they have to build straw men experiments and statements. Again, show me the 9/11 truther that ever said that fire doesn't deform steel. It just never happened. It's bull. It's malarkey. It's bogus. It's a lie. It's dishonest. But that's what this program was all about, dishonesty. And so, you know, at 51 minutes, and they try to say that truthers don't need to provide an explanation for how charges got in there. You're right, we don't. You know what we do need to provide? We need to provide the information that shows the physical anomalies that lead towards controlled demolition. And then find out how that happened. We don't have subpoena power. Gage makes a great point in this segment. All right, so about 51 minutes in, they try to put the burden of proof on us without showing the World Trade Center meteorites, without showing the eyewitnesses of molten metal, without showing the eyewitnesses of explosions, and we'll get to that in a moment. But here they are. Truthers don't need to provide any explanation. Hit it.
In 3 weeks, it'd probably take us 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, maybe even do something like that. You'd have to at least 100 guys or so or more to get in there and get something like that ready.
The truthers feel they don't need to provide an answer for how the explosives were planted.
This is a very different kind of operation.
A real investigation would provide some of these answers if we had subpoena power, which the 9/11 Commission did not have.
Absolutely true. All right, let's hit it off there. Now, I want to show you the World Trade Center meteorite, okay? That is, I believe, the fourth YouTube video I gave you guys. It starts from the very beginning. And what this is, and it's admitted, again, these are the officials talking about it, is a fused-together molten rock type of object because of the intense temperatures there. I mean, I had a debunker come up to me last year on the streets telling me that they never report, FEMA never reported 2,000 degree plus temperatures. I pull up the article. James Baker Sky, the head of FEMA in New York, talks about 2,700 degree temperatures and a cremation effect. And we'll show you the article here today, because that's not something Jason Burmes just made up. But I want to show you this World Trade Center meteorite, and there were many of them that were found at the site. Again, how does this happen without temperatures of over 2,700 degrees? Let's hit it.
Unusual artifacts to emerge from the rubble is this rock-like object that has come to be known as the meteorite.
It's this fused element of steel, molten steel and concrete and all of these things all fused by the heat into one single element.
And almost like a chunk of lava from Kilauea or Iceland, where they're very sharp but breakable shards on the end here.
Most of the objects that survived are from the underground concourses, such as these signs from the Trade Center subway station.
All right, so there it is right there, folks. Again, the guy completely talks about molten metal. He talks about molten steel. He talks about it being lava-like. All right, this is not Jason Burmes. These are the people that they hired to investigate the event. I mean, it is so hard for me to deal with someone who points to this, because I got a couple emails. Oh, your movie's been debunked, man. National Geographic debunked your film. It's right here. They put off some bottle rockets into some fiberglass. Debunked. And I'm watching this thing, and I cannot believe my eyes or my ears. Was it done shoddy? Yes. But it was done slickly, again, so that people don't even look into the other issues, and they think these are the issues that 9/11 Truth is about. They spent 2 hours on it, and they didn't spend 2 hours on experiments. They don't do an experiment for Building 7, by the way. They're just so cocky that one of the family members, by the way, dares them to show the building coming down and says, I hope you show it. And then they show it and they just move on. They don't show the implications. They just show the building come down. Kind of leave it up to the viewer. After all, they've already debunked us. They've already said that we have psychological issues. Okay, so then the next clip that we really, really have to show you is a little after an hour, 101:15, where they assert people reported explosions. And then they show you just some of the articles and excerpts. They don't want to show you the actual clips of people talking about explosions. But we're going to do that here. All right, let's hit it.
Although a search of the remaining beams and columns from the Twin Towers have found no evidence of an explosive reaction, some truthers are adamant that the towers were brought down by a controlled demolition, and these explosions were observed by eyewitnesses.
One eyewitness was standing among a crowd of people on Church Street, 2.5 blocks from the South Tower, when he saw a number of brief light sources being emitted from inside the building between floors 10 and 15. He saw about 6 of these flashes, accompanied by a crackling sound before the tower collapsed.
All right, let's stop the clip there. See, that's all they want to show you. They don't want to show you the montage of eyewitnesses from Loose Change Second Edition or Loose Change Final Cut. It is in the first YouTube video I gave you at about, It is not the first, YouTube. It's the last YouTube video I gave you, 15 seconds in, so if you want to play it from the bat, that's fine. And again, this is an excerpt of Loose Change Final Cut, where you will hear dozens of people talking about secondary explosions at the World Trade Center that had nothing to do with the planes impacting them. We got that one ready, guys? All right, let's hit the clip.
Loose Change Second Edition contains unlicensed
footage. No. What are we doing here? That's not the right clip. It is the final YouTube thing I gave you right here. It says 15 seconds in, secondary explosions. It should be a clip, one of the pieces of Loose Change Final Cut, just a small clip of it. And well, while they're finding that, I'm just going to continue with this, because again, I watched the entire thing. They don't want to discuss anything outside of their small controlled paradigm. Again, we have tons of eyewitness explosions, eyewitnesses to secondary explosions, but they don't want to show you that video. They'd be more comfortable showing you a piece of paper that someone's narrating over. All right, now we're going to show it to you. Let's hit it.
Of steel from well away from the towers, tens of meters away from the towers. That is hard to see a reason for that within a gravity-driven collapse.
Five, firefighters and eyewitnesses reported a series of explosions before and during the collapses.
And we heard the noise associated with an implosion. Secondary explosion on Tower 2.
Some sort of explosive device.
We're obviously having a bit of trouble right now maintaining our location because we just heard one more explosion.
There was another major explosion.
Do you know anything about those extra explosions we heard?
No, I do not.
Were they car bombs?
I have no idea, ma'am.
The string shook. And I heard like an explosion.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse? To me, it sounded like an explosion.
We heard a very loud blast, an explosion.
They were taking photographs and securing this area just prior to that huge explosion that we all heard and felt.
Not clear now is why this explosion took place.
When there was some sort of collapse or explosion.
From street level, as though it had exploded up, a giant rolling ball of flame, and the firefighters screamed, run.
It was this blast of warm air. It wasn't hot. It was warm. And it picked me up and threw me up against the wall of the building I was.
You were picked up
physically,
off the ground.
Physically picked up off the ground.
I remember an explosion. At that point, I got knocked out. I don't remember anything. Then I got up. And I looked out the window because the windows exploded and the street below caved in. And at that point, there was like fireballs coming up.
An hour later than that, we had that big explosion from much, much lower. I don't know what on earth caused that.
About 15 minutes after they made their entry, we heard a boom. I don't know if that was the infrastructure that was going or another explosion.
Again, there has been a second explosion.
John, just seconds ago, there was a huge explosion, and it appears right now the second World Trade Tower has just collapsed.
All of a sudden, I heard rumbling, and we all started running away from it. The glass, like, blew out and threw me onto the sidewalk, and I couldn't see for, like, 20 seconds.
It was like holy hell, coming down them stairs. And then when we finally got to the bottom, they were coming out on a mezzanine level there. And another explosion came right on me because everyone's flying.
We stuck on the stairs for a while. We finally got down to the lobby. Then we get to the lobby, it was this big explosion.
So I was real lucky. I don't know what happened to the people behind me when that blast occurred.
And I was actually on the 78th floor of the second tower and was evacuating the tower and experienced all these explosions and made his way back down.
We presume because of the initial explosion, there may have been secondary explosions as well that were detonated in the building by these terrorists.
It was a secondary explosion, probably a device either planted before or on the aircraft that did not explode until an hour later.
I heard a second explosion and another rumble and more smoke and more dust. I ran inside the buildings. The chandeliers shook and again, black smoke filled the air. Within another 5 minutes, we were covered again with more silt and more dust. And then a fire marshal came in and said we had to leave because if there was a third explosion, this building might not last.
Eyewitnesses also reported that explosions had taken
place. Hold on, we're gonna play even more of this on the other side. Let's hold it right there, guys, because we're gonna talk about some of the basement level explosions. I mean, was that not enough? Those dozens of people talking about secondary explosions as they left the building in the lobby level? But they don't want to talk about that on Nat Geo. They don't want to interview Willie Rodriguez. They don't want to talk to his supervisor, Anthony Santalamacia, two whistleblowers that, again, confirm that the basement blew up before the first plane hit the World Trade Center. Okay? That the explosions they witnessed were not jet fuel riding down the elevator shafts. Think about that. These guys are in the basement level. Okay? They get blown upwards from below them. They get blown towards the ceiling. And then in the actual lobby of the World Trade Center, all of that thick glass and marble panels are blown off the wall and they're all blamed on this rolling fireball. But that same rolling fireball didn't burn anything. There's no scuff marks, no yellow along the walls. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Now we're going to show you some more of these secondary explosive clips from Loose Change Final Cut. You can get it at Infowars.com. right now. We're going to keep going through this Nat Geo hit piece. You know, on the other side, after we show you some more of these secondary explosions, we're going to talk about conventional thermite. We're going to talk about what they try to blame as molten aluminum. We'll show you what molten aluminum looks like. Okay, Stephen Jones has done the experiments. The substance pouring out of the World Trade Center, falling down 60-plus floors, looking like a foundry. That molten metal is not aluminum, folks. And the debunkers know this. They know it. Because they tried to come up with some other cockamamie excuse last year, over a year ago. They tried to say it was batteries being stored in the World Trade Center. Because they know they can never do an experiment where molten aluminum looks like that. But they just flatly state it's molten aluminum, no need for an experiment. It's molten aluminum from the plane. These truthers are crazy. After all, we can't really have molten metal on the scene. That's not the official version of events. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. Hope you're tuning in live via PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. We're in a short segment here, so I am just going to jump to this video as quickly as possible. If you've been tuning in, we've been debunking the Nat Geo propaganda piece that aired on Monday that is probably on, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 times a week at this point on the run-up to 9/11. Probably going to be on 4 or 5 times a week in the week of 9/11 and the week after, and then it'll die down till next year when they've got to promote more of their propaganda. They didn't do the greatest job with their hit piece and their lies in the History Channel, so you're going to see more and more of these. In fact, there's a Discovery Channel one coming up as well. So more loose change, final cut, secondary explosions. Hit the clip.
Eyewitnesses also reported that explosions had taken place in lower levels of both the North and South Tower.
Here it comes. Whoa, 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 go, move.
They were having coffee in the World Trade Center when the first plane struck.
And all of a sudden it sounded like, I don't know where the subway is, but it sounded like a subway collision, a bomb. And it was just pounding. Boom, boom, boom. And I literally thought the subway had exploded. And
the ladies that are with me were in the World Trade Center in the first building and escaped through the lobby, where they report that they believe there was a bomb in the lobby.
Just got out of the tunnel in the blue.
The subway tunnel?
Yeah.
Yes, I was right there. I was down in the basement, came down, all of a sudden the elevator blew up, smoke. I dragged the guy out, his skin was hanging off, and I dragged him out, and I helped him out to the ambulance.
And when I got up to the concourse level, it was just like, you know, like gunfire, and then just three big explosions.
And even the turnstile was burnt and it was sticking up, and they just told us to run.
I heard the first explosion, and the elevator blew up.
And as we were coming out, we passed the lobby. There was no lobby. So I believe the bomb hit the lobby first, and a couple of seconds in the first plane hit.
Firefighter John Schroeder arrived in the lobby of the North Tower.
All right, let's just stop it right there. Folks, give me a break. The one guy that is sitting there talking to Fox News saying he came from the subway is literally burnt. He's looking at his skin, making sure he's all right because he got burnt. All those people are talking about secondary explosions in the basement and the lobby area. Nat Geo don't want to touch that. They don't want to look at the real evidence. They don't want to point you to loose change, final cut. They want to try to discredit us based on their controlled environment. Fire doesn't deform steel. You show me in any project I've ever taken place, any interview I've ever done, anything I've ever written, where I say fire can't deform steel. Yet that is their argument against controlled demolition. An I-beam and 2,000-degree jet fuel. Bravo on the propaganda, Nat Geo. Some people are going to buy into that. Mostly, you know, idiots. Morons, people who can't think for themselves, people who literally need to be spoon-fed information their entire lives, people that like to drool on themselves and slurp down beer till they pass out half naked on their couch watching the Cowboys. Those are the people that buy into that garbage. Now, on the other side of this, we're going to shift gears to the molten metal pouring out of the World Trade Center and the evidence of the molten metal on the scene. I mean, we already showed you the World Trade Center meteorite. Okay, but we're going to go beyond that. We're going to show you Ken Holden of FEMA talking about World Trade Center 6 and the molten metal dripping down there. We're going to show you the firefighters talking about channels of molten metal on the scene. It looked like a foundry. It was flowing like lava. Right now, I think that I gave these guys a link. I want people to see it. It's the InfoWarrior.InfoWars link, and it's the actual article from, I believe, the 15th of September, 2001. It's just the JPEG there. You zoom in. You can easily zoom in. Just hit the plus button there, guys. There you go. And scroll down a little bit more. And he says 2,700-degree temperatures at the World Trade Center. 2,700 degrees. James Baker sky. Yet those reports disappeared immediately. Because you can't have 27-degree temperatures. It doesn't matter that Rudolph Giuliani reported it. It doesn't matter if George Pataki, the governor of the state, reported it. It doesn't matter if it's on this print article. I'm sorry, it's from September 16th, 2001. 9/11 truth can't be right. The government loves us. We'll be back after this complete debunking of the Nat Geo special, and we're going to take your calls on the subject and much more.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
coast to coast, and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
No one knows who gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend. I'm with you now until the end.
And I will be fighting this down to the nitty-gritty till the end. I will not let this lie stand. Tonight, it cannot stand. Too many people died. Too many people continue to die. This agenda continues to further itself, all because of this false flag event on 9/11. So we're going to go back to this National Geographic hit piece, and we're going to hit up an hour and 4 minutes into it, where they start talking about the material flowing from the World Trade Center is molten aluminum. It's molten aluminum. Totally and completely made up. We're going to show you what molten aluminum looks like on this program. So let's go to the clip.
Of thermite called super thermite.
Thermite may not be a household term, but every year countless American children play with it in its common form, the sparkler. A compound of aluminum and iron oxide. Once ignited, it burns at 4,500 degrees Fahrenheit, hot enough to melt steel. Although truthers blame thermite for these sparks flowing from the South Tower, Thomas Eagar says there are other, more logical explanations.
It's possible that you could get a shower of sparks from a thermite reaction because molten aluminum reacting with something is essentially a thermite reaction. But you can't tell whether that aluminum came from a melting of the airplanes in the fire or a controlled demolition.
Was thermite the main cause of the building
collapse? All right,
let's
stop it right there. Okay. See, they show you just a little itty-bitty clip of the molten metal pouring out. It pours out for moments. Again, we could go back to Loose Change, Final Cut, and we could show you, you know, we're going to show you the actual molten steel pouring out of the World Trade Center in just a minute. But I want to show people what molten aluminum really looks like, okay? It looks almost red hot in its containment, and as soon as you start pouring it out, it's all silver. It's speckled. I mean, you could see fire coming off it from hitting the ground because it is moltenized. Now, this is the second YouTube video. Let's show people. See, here it is right here on screen, folks. Yeah, it's red in the canister, but as it pours out, it's all silver. It does not look like a foundry. It does not look like the metal pouring out of the World Trade Center. And notice how it also hardens and drips off because it takes molten aluminum is ready to solidify as soon as it hits the air because of the atmosphere there. Okay, it's not like the molten metal flowing out of the World Trade Center that literally goes down 20, 40, 60 floors before it starts to dissipate and harden. All right? If we can do it, let's go to the actual clip and we'll close out this segment of it, of the molten and steel iron pouring out. It's the third YouTube clip I gave you. Very involved show. Really got to thank the board ops for doing this with me because, folks, so many clips, so many points to make. But when you watch the metal that's flowing out of the World Trade Center like we're going to do right now, it is not molten aluminum. I mean, here it is up close and a little more attention paid to it. And, folks, this is going on for quite some time in one localized area. I mean, just boom, 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 boom. Looks like a foundry. It is never silvery in color. It's bright orange and red. It is more than likely what Stephen Jones thinks it is, a thermite reaction. And he's done the scientific research. He's done the experiments showing that molten aluminum, no matter how much office furniture he puts in there, whatever chunks he puts in there, it does not look like that. But without any experimentation at all, they explain it away on the Nat Geo special. Just poof, gone. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Much more and your phone calls coming up this hour PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Paranoia strikes deep. Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid.
And take you away. All right, folks. Now, the next statement made by the propagandists over at Nat Geo is an amazing one. They make this experiment where they have a steel beam, and then they're going to compact it with all this thermite because they know that if it's not set up in a certain way and it's not the nanothermite that Stephen Jones talks about, they're not going to get the results that Stephen Jones and other architects and engineers for 9/11 truth and physicists out there are talking about. But then they make a blanket statement, just a ridiculous blanket statement, that if this thermite can't melt the steel, well, then no kind of thermite can melt the steel. And even though he's talked about nanothermite and superthermite since its inception. So let's play this clip right here, and then we are going to show you not only, you know, we're going to show you the molten metal clips, the eyewitnesses to this very molten metal, not just the molten metal pouring out that we showed you last segment. We're going to show you there was molten metal in the basements of the World Trade Center. So let's hit this clip right now.
The demolition team designs a four-sided flange and welds it onto the column. Since thermite is not explosive, it must be held in tight contact with the column until it heats up enough to melt the steel. Clay is added to the flange and the welds to protect them from the heat and focus the melting action on the column.
The thermite is not going to explode. It's not going to cause a boom. What you're going to see is basically a fire. It's going to be a much slower process.
The team scaled their experiment to see if the steel column, somewhat smaller than those in the World Trade Center,
a lot
could be
smaller,
sheared with 175 pounds of commercial-grade thermite. If thermite melts through this steel column, the theory of a thermite-controlled demolition may have some validity. While the truthers insist that more explosive super thermite could have been used in the tower demolitions, testing conventional thermite can illuminate this physical process and answer a simple question. Can thermite of any type burn through steel beams?
All right, let's stop. So the regular thermite is now testing for thermite of any type. A total and complete lie, a false statement. But they prep the retarded viewer, the person who's watching this, just, oh, I can't wait for these 9/11 truthers to be debunked. I'm sick of this talk. I love my country. Nobody, I love my country. I'm pissed. I mean, she just makes the statement. I mean, she talks about the super thermite, the nanothermite, but then says that this thermite experimentation will not only illuminate it, but will test whether any kind of thermite, including the kind patented by the U.S. military, whether that could do it. Total false, total lie, totally unbelievable. But this is how they roll. All right, so we're going to go all the way back to the first video. We are going to go back to another excerpt of Loose Change Final Cut, where again, we show you officials and firefighters, as well as Pataki and Giuliani, talking about 2,000-plus degree temperatures and molten metal at the scene of the World Trade Center after the attacks. Remember, this can't exist in their little official wonder world of Alice in Wonderland. In their world where they send out provocateurs who wear Puff the Magic Dragon costumes and party hats at memorials for the dead. All right, let's hit it.
2. Molten metal exceeding 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit was discovered in the rubble of Ground Zero underneath the Twin Towers and Building 7. Even with heavy rain on September 14th and 21st, a constant stream of fire retardants and water, described as creating a giant lake, these fires would not be extinguished until December 13th, 2001, making it the longest burning structural fire in history. Was the jet fuel responsible? Dr. Frank Gale, who was working with NIST, claimed in 2005, your gut reaction would be that the jet fuel melted the steel. Indeed, it did not. The steel did not melt.
The temperatures that we know existed within the collapse within the debris pile are physically impossible from an atmospheric jet fuel fire. Cannot be done.
I'm curious about the pool of molten steel that was found in the bottom of the towers.
I am too.
And
please tell me about it. Have you seen it?
Well, not personally, but eyewitnesses there found huge poles of molten steel beneath the towers, and some scientists don't think that the collapse of the building could have melted all that steel.
First of all, let's go back to your basic premise that there was a pool of molten steel. I know of absolutely nobody, no eyewitness who said so, nobody who's produced it. I was on the site, I was on the steel yards, so I don't know that that's so.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel, molten steel running down the channel rails, like you're in a foundry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like lava.
Like lava
from a volcano.
Underground, it was still so hot that molten metal dripped down the sides of a wall from Building 6.
However, they do hit hot spots occasionally, and everything stops.
There were fires of 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit below the ground.
I don't know that that's so.
There's video of it.
All right, let's stop it. That's John Gross of NIST, by the way, having to, again, deny the molten metal. And then he says, well, can you show me these thermal images that you're talking about? And actually, it's a professor at that university who's talking to him. He tries to get his email so that he can send him the photos. And John Gross is like, look, man, I'm not interested. You don't need my email address. Goodbye. We have the official version. They're not interested in the truth. They're interested in the cover-up. They're interested in their paycheck. They're interested in their careers. They're yes men. They go along to get along. And if they're not willing to cover up, someone else is, and they'll take their position. That's how the system works. I mean, look at this Van Jones guy. All right, I haven't really talked about it. I really care less. I'm not with his eco policies, but he seemed to be a 9/11 truther. As soon as his job was in jeopardy, he disavows his 9/11 truth roots, his background. He just, you know, I never knew any of this. I don't take this position. That's, well, it is my signature. And now he was forced to resign. And the headlines is that Obama and his administration didn't make him resign. Yeah, right. Of course they did. Of course they did. They said, hey, look, we know something's wrong there, but we just can't have that kind of heat around this administration. So you're going to have to go. So there you have it. Molten metal on the scene of the World Trade Center. Plenty of officials talking about that molten metal. But in the official version, it's impossible because then the truthers are actually making a point. They won't show you that evidence on the Nat Geo hit piece. All right, so we're going to jump now from the World Trade Center, the thermite, the explosions, into the Pentagon. And in this next segment at 1 hour and 12 minutes into the thing, the planes don't cut the columns in the Pentagon, but they cut them at the World Trade Center. And the plane essentially, they're saying, turns into a lava flow. This is from Purdue, who did both simulations. So again, they're having their cake and eating it too. On one, it goes right through the building. It severs main columns in the core of the World Trade Center. But now it hits the Pentagon. It severs no columns and it liquefies. Let's hit the clip.
Facade. ...189 people are killed. Purdue University analyzed this sequence of events and created a visual simulation of the attack.
We had the plans for the Pentagon, all the details, right down to the last reinforcing bar. The speed of the airplane and the direction from which came was given to us by the Transport Safety Institute, which presumably came from the black box that they found afterwards.
Purdue broke down the event into its basic components. Flight 77's path, its trajectory, the fuselage breaking up, and aftermath.
And what you're seeing here is that as the plane enters, the columns cut in the front, which is pretty fragile. It's really nothing but a cylinder. And when the column comes, it cuts into it. The Pentagon building itself killed no one. There was a collapse about 25 minutes later after the firemen came there and started filling the building full of water.
All right, let's stop it right there. So again, you notice that the columns in the Pentagon cut the plane up and the plane becomes some kind of lava-like substance, but when it hits the World Trade Center, the wings cut the girders in the World Trade Center. Double standard? I mean, it's so obvious. Just watch them side by side. It's like, how do people not see this? Yet, this is the proof. And then later, the next clip we're going to show you on the other side of this break is this guy talking about how all the evidence showed that Hani Hanyor was a crappy pilot and they were right. Yet, And I wish I had pulled this clip, but I didn't have the time. I didn't find it. In Loose Change Final Cut, if you listen to the people in NORAD who were following the plane that was going into the Pentagon, they all thought it was a military aircraft because it was moving like a military aircraft. They thought help was on the way. That doesn't sound like it's being flown by an amateur, even though by all accounts this guy was an amateur. And then they say all the evidence shows he was an amateur pilot. No, he should have just barreled right into the Pentagon. Instead, he does this incredible maneuver over 180 degrees at an unbelievable speed, at unbelievable G-forces, hits the Pentagon, and there's no evidence of a vertical stabilizer. The marks from the wings are shorter. There's only small parts of debris on the lawn. What's going on here? And the experiment they do is such a joke, folks. I mean, they admit it's a joke. They admit it in no way represents the Pentagon. We'll get to that in just a moment. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes back after this.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Tuned in to the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, only at InfoWars.com and streaming live via video over at PrisonPlanet.tv. We are going through this National Geographic hit piece from Monday evening, piece by piece, really breaking it down, showing you how much Johnny Nonsense they could fit into a two-hour program. So we're going to jump to this next clip, 1 hour and 16 minutes in. This guy says, oh, Hani Hanyor is a crappy pilot by all accounts and by all the evidence. Well, by all accounts, he is a crappy pilot, but by the evidence, how could Hani Hanier make this amazing maneuver? How could he clip all these light poles, then directly strike the Pentagon, then magically make the vertical stabilizer disappear and the hole so small? How could he do that? All right, let's hit it.
Had people inside the building. They all reported no big pieces of an airplane.
The government tells me it was Flight 77, but I haven't seen any serial numbers. I haven't seen any wreckage positively identified from Flight 77. And I don't think that Hani Hanier could have pulled off a maneuver attributed to him.
You know, he was basically just up there flailing around. I think the maneuvers, for lack of a better term, that he was performing, you know, proved him to be the crappy pilot that he, by all accounts, was.
All right, let's stop it right there. Again, watch Loose Change Final Cut. I think it's actually Kevin Nisipany who's talking about it, but it's one of the guys from NORAD. They all thought it was a military plane because it was flying much like a military plane. Doesn't sound like such a crappy pilot that day. Hit his target, didn't he? Weird. But they are always just throwing out this counter propaganda as though this proves it. This is the truth right here. You know, I'm going to skip over the part where they show you the overlay and yet there's no markings of the vertical stabilizer or the wings. We've all seen it, but their overlay is simply just, it's laughable. I want to jump to an hour 18, 15, where the guy who's doing this next experiment admits that it has no relevance to the Pentagon whatsoever. He doesn't even claim that this is some kind of a scaled down model or it's the same material. Really, that it has any scientific relevance whatsoever to the Pentagon. All right, let's hit it. 118.15, guys.
Consequence, because the Pentagon was so heavily reinforced. Workers position a 4-ton steel backstop to prevent the 500-mile-per-hour sled from impacting the Pentagon target.
We are not recreating the Pentagon. We just have some common building materials as our target. So I'm not claiming that this is a simulation of the actual event. I'm just trying to show the difference between a projectile striking and an explosive event.
All right, let's stop it right there. I mean, he admits it right there. This has no relevance to the Pentagon whatsoever. I am not claiming we're making a scaled down version of the Pentagon. And then if you think about it, well, there's going to be an explosion, whether a plane hits it or a missile hits it or if there's explosion from inside. So what is this experiment about? It's about time filling. It's about filling the time, filling the screen, disproving the truthers. That's all it's about. It's not a real experiment. It's more Johnny nonsense coming your way. Okay? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then they start having a phone conversation with Dylan, David Ray Griffin, and Richard Gage, and all of a sudden all the experiments are relevant. Okay, now we're talking about how it was punctured. Folks, that's the last experiment they do. Okay, that's it. That's all they got for us. They got a little Pentagon action. They threw some thermite in there. And what was the first one? Oh, fire and steel. They got three things done. They could have done that in 30 minutes or less. No, they threw it out over 2 hours. And then they didn't even do those experiments throughout the show. Again, they prepped you with the no planes and the Jews. And then at the very end, they bring it all up again. It's all psychology, and that's what we're going to hit on. And then we're going to start taking your calls. Probably after the next segment or during the next segment, we'll go to your calls. But they say things like, you know, they're putting out their theories. They just start putting out ridiculous theories that no one has ever said. They can't get people on video to say this, so they have to say it. In other words, David Ray Griffin wouldn't talk about it. Richard Gage wouldn't talk about it. Dylan wouldn't talk about it. So they just start talking about it. Okay, we're going to start with that. We're going to really get into the psychology aspect where if you start questioning your government, boy, you're paranoid and you need pills and you need medication. And that's what this Psychology Today article is about, this hit piece on Jones. You know, he's a loner. He never got along with anybody. I mean, so what if someone didn't get along with people when they were growing up? I had a ton of friends. That doesn't mean I didn't have some loner aspects. Didn't mean I have the greatest childhood in the world. So what? How dare I question authority? That's not a good thing in a person. You bow down to your government. This is 1984 all over again. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmis slamming through this Nat Geo hit piece.
Direct to you and in your face. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Gotta make a plan, gotta do what's right. Can't run around in circles if you wanna build a life. I gotta wanna make a plan for a day far away. While I'm young and while I'm able, all I wanna do is... Look, folks, this is probably one of the most important Info Warriors I've ever done. And, you know, even the podcast doesn't do it justice. Yes, the audio stuff is great, but you're gonna want the visual. So I'm hoping this is gonna be big on YouTube. I'm hoping you're gonna post the videos all over forums, all over message boards, saying we don't buy into this Nat Geo crap. And that's what it is. It's crap served up on a nice plate with some nice little fixins on the side, just steaming as it comes out to look like delicious mashed potatoes. Well, it ain't mashed potatoes. I'm calling crap crap because that's what this is. And this next point we're going to make, and we're going to start taking your calls in about 10 minutes. I'll go to them in about 10, I promise. By the way, the call line is 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. But I just want to throw this out there. At about an hour 39, they start putting out their own theories that they can't get other people to talk about. You see, they have to create straw men throughout this entire special so they can paint us in a certain light. So let's go to that clip right now. And then later on, they have this running counter, a running counter of how many people would have to be involved. In other words, insinuating that somebody would have said something, that there's no way this operation could have taken place. It's called compartmentalization. It happened. It's time to grow up. All right, let's hit the clip.
In this scenario, four commercial passenger jets take off as scheduled. Here is a timeline of this theory. AM in the alternate theory. A rogue plane painted to look like the real thing assumes the flight path of American Airlines 11, which is diverted to a secret airfield controlled by the military in Pennsylvania.
Again, no one's ever said any of this. No one ever said American 77 went down. Let's just pull it because they do it with all four planes. They make it up. There are rogue planes painted up like the others. Were drones used on 9/11? Very possibly. Has anyone ever said, this is how it happened? These are the air bases they went to. They landed these planes. No one's ever said any of that. It's garbage. It's bunk. It's a joke. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to point out is an hour 41:25, and where they have this running counter. Oh, it's always the counter. They always say 50,000 people, 100,000 people would have to be involved. Listen, there were multiple drills running that morning. Let me tell you how it works, okay? NORAD's sitting there doing their job. They're waiting for hijackings to occur. And they clearly state as soon as the first one happens, hey, is this part of the exercise? Is this part of the drill? And then when it's not, they start chasing other planes down. Remember, the four planes that were hijacked on 9/11 mysteriously did not emit hijack codes, but others did. Let's not forget about Delta 1989 that was reported to have a bomb on board. It was either Team 7 or Team 8 was the initial FBI investigation where they'll actually give you the tail numbers of, I think, four or five of the other flights that reported hijacked that day. I have Richard Myers and Everhart admitting to drills that morning and false inputs. So let's go to the counter, and they just have this rolling counter, again, prepping you to believe that there's no way that 9/11 could have been a black op, but Muslims with box cutters, that's the way to go. Let's hit it.
Innocent witnesses. This timeline accounts for many things, but like the other conspiracy theories, it has at least one major flaw. It would require a very large number of people to succeed.
For 9/11 to have been a conspiracy, we would be talking about several thousand people having to be involved. We would be talking about people in the military, we'd be talking about people in the police, we're talking about people in the New York City government, people in the national government, people for the airlines, we'd be talking about relatives of some of those who were supposed to have phoned, officials at national, city and statewide, those who were responsible subsequently for intimidating other witnesses out of talking. We'd be talking about the demolition teams who were sent into the towers. We'd be talking about the people who let them into the towers in the first place, who saw them go in and decided not to give witness afterwards. Thousands and thousands of people.
See, they hit 3,000 people. Let's just stop it right there, and then we're going to jump to, 143:14, where they start talking about complete fiction and how we want to believe this. And at the end, we'll wrap it up with the strong psychological component. But you see what they did there? You see how they did that? Oh, you would have to have the people who were trying to convince them. They knew about the conspiracy. Listen, people who went to other eyewitnesses and said, don't talk about this, have no idea. They just think it's compartmentalized. They don't know what that certain small part of information leads to. They don't see the bigger picture, the grander scheme. The demolition teams, let's talk about them. This building could have been pre-rigged. It had secret CIA offices in it. The government sometimes does that so that when a intelligence agency is compromised, they can detonate explosives. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly what happened. I'm saying that's a possibility. I'm also saying that it's a possibility they thought they were running a drill that day, that they were putting in explosives. They didn't even know what they were doing. this was a drill where they had to attach this to that beam and this to that beam. And the guy that pulled the trigger on these things that eventually did have to hit some kind of button that did take the order to bring down the towers, who knew? Who knows if he knew he was going to kill all those people or that it was real? He could have been in a room thinking he was in a simulation. So many people were that morning. At 8:45 in the morning, the National Reconnaissance Office with the CIA is running a drill of ramming a plane into a building. And at 8:46 in the morning, it actually happens. I mean, give me a break. All right, let's hit this clip right here where they just blatantly start talking about fiction and fictitious events.
I could build a conspiracy theory out of pretty much anything, you know. It's just the not knowing that bothers people, the not knowing absolutely. JFK was probably the most classic example of that. People don't want to believe it was one guy. And they don't want to believe it was one guy because they don't want to believe that in some ways one guy was able to do that, because that means that we were just inept.
Even in a fictional context, Baldacci believes that the more participants, the less likely a secret can be preserved.
I've read a lot of the conspiracy theories about 9/11 on the internet and news, all different venues. And for me, all of them are too complicated. Conspiracies are only as strong as its weakest link. If you only
all
have
of
one
them
thing
are too complicated. Let's stop it right there. Let's jump to an hour and 53:30. This is the last clip of the Nat Geo. This is the grand finale, folks. We're going to take your calls. 888-201-2244. See, it turns into, an episode that's supposed to physically disprove all the 9/11 theories into a psychological expose on 9/11 truth and why they're all crazy. And that's what the point was from the beginning. You had to know it. I mean, I feel bad for Richard Gage. He saw a rough cut. He thought his information was going to be in there. He thought they were going to show the World Trade Center meteorites. He thought they were going to show the eyewitnesses to molten metal. He thought they were going to show the NASA thermal imagery. They did none of that, folks. All right, so let's wrap it up with the strong psychological component to belief systems and how, folks, I can't make this up. They say that by believing this, we're improving upon reality. Listen, I was a lot more comfortable thinking it was Muslim extremists in caves. That was an enemy I could deal with. That was somebody we could beat. But notice we're still in the Middle East and we haven't beat them yet. Weird. Let's hit it.
I asked dozens of structural engineers and scientists about what happened on 9/11, and the answer I uniformly get from credible sources is, overall, the story tends to be supported by the evidence.
They did it in order to get their wars, their oil, and in order to impose tyranny on the American people.
Some experts believe there is a strong psychological component to these belief systems.
I talked about conspiracy theories with friends of mine and acquaintances who work in the fields of psychoanalysis and psychotherapy. Not least because one of the major explanations always given is that people are paranoid. Two things came out, really. First was the desire to have a story always that is better than reality. We demand the story. It completes something in us. Conspiracy theory is an improvement upon reality. Somebody has designed the whole thing to happen exactly like that. There are no accidents. There are no contingencies.
All right, let's stop it right there. It's an improvement on reality. These people are sick. An improvement on reality. No, the reality of the situation is people like you are thumb suckers. You're little babies that want to be in the fetal position and don't want to address the real evidence, which I just presented, which makes all your garbage you just showed inept, useless, worthless, lies. All right, I promised I'd go to calls, and I'm hoping I can take some calls on this subject matter as well. 888-201-2244. If you watch this or you've been watching the program and you've got your own insight into this Nat Geo hit piece, or you want to talk about the upcoming Discovery Channel hit piece, or you want to talk about the 9/11 anniversary, let's do that now. And then later on in the show, we can hit, you know, the latest news, the swine flu stuff, the martial law, Van Jones, and more. All right, Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, truth teller. Good to speak with you, man.
Good to hear from you.
Jason, you know, it's all damning. You know, everything from the forensic evidence to the circumstantial evidence to the lies of the cover-up that are so blatant. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just really self-explanatory. I mean, there's not a weak point in the position of truth on this. But, you know, I've always seen it as being the most obvious and cut to the quick exposure of the whole lie of it, and more importantly, the whole basis of it to trace back from as far as the government involvement in this country at the highest levels. Certainly not the whole government, just a small sliver of it.
Sure.
Is the involvement of Osama bin Laden as a CIA operative for many years before this actually occurred.
Which is totally denied by the right. I mean, you watch Hannity. Hannity shows the clip of the current president of Pakistan talking about how his wife contacted the United States and said, hey, are you trying to destabilize our country? And they said, no, no, no. And then he realized right there that bin Laden was their asset back then after the Soviet invasion. And now we have Sybil Edmonds going on the record, giving out her deposition, saying that the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and bin Laden worked for the United States up until the day of 9/11. Yet people like Hannity will just say, no, that's just not true. We never even supported him during the Soviets. That's a made-up liberal lie.
So, Jason, how do you see it as far as how do they succeed? Is it by one means or is it by two means? And I'll define those in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But how are they actually... You know, how does this actually happen? Do you think this happens on a supernatural level, that they can actually do something like this in public and then all the evidence that exposes the nefarious deeds?
They have such a tight control grip over the mainstream media and what we absorb every day through pop culture, through radio, through movies, through television, that they are just so arrogant that they can get this done. And I think that their two main modes are consent and a conquest. And they don't always want to go in there from conquest. They don't always want to shoot everything up. First, they've got to get the consent of the American people. So how did they get their consent for these wars in Afghanistan and Iraq? How did they get their consent for the Patriot Act, for Homeland Security? It was through 9/11. And what was 9/11? Well, it was a conquest. They had to kill some people, you know? And I think that we're just at such a dumbed down level. And especially even back in 2001, I was a victim of this. I didn't care about politics whatsoever. I didn't care about geopolitics. I didn't care about our foreign policy. I thought the United States was right on everything. I was cursing out the communists as though they were the great evil in the world. You know, if you were a terrorist in another country, you know, F you, Saddam. I mean, that was the feeling. And I think that's the feeling of a lot of people out there, and they don't understand that they're being bamboozled. Because, hey, man, I almost signed up for the military after this. I'd already taken my ASVABs. I almost went with the National Guard previously. After this, I was kind of like in a place where I was like, man, what are we going to do? Maybe I can do some good in the world. And I thought some good in the world meant going over into a desert nation and shooting brown people. And that was my warped sense. So I know that there are a lot of people out there that are under the same mind control I used to be. And that's unfortunate. Got to let you go, Mark. Great caller. Let's jump to Jasper in Massachusetts. Jasper, you are on the line, sir.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you whether you have seen this YouTube nine-part series, 9/11 Fake Media Mind Control. It basically breaks down all the camera work and the fancy editing and stuff that basically was a big farce, and it basically shows that it could have been planes, it could have been missiles.
All right, let's stop right now. Hold on. I've watched, you know, 9/11 Octopus. I've watched the other one before that. I can't even remember what it's called. But no. Listen, you want to know how they really manipulated people with the video? It wasn't with the video of the planes. It was showing America under attack, and the graphic would be the flag burning and a huge fire and America at war and the war on terror is here. It had nothing to do with planes not being there. I've watched all that crap. That Nose Out video is crap, dude. Look, watch every other video. Okay, the Fox video of the Nose Out is from one angle. It's dark. Everything's in shadows. You watch the video from the front and the same exact thing happens. So is that the nose of the plane? I don't know if that's the nose of the plane. I don't know if that's a projectile that was attached to the plane. I mean, the flash is obviously there on five separate videos. There seems to be something on the undercarriage of the second plane that hit. Believe me, there were planes, Jasper. I promise you. next caller. I can't even deal with it. I mean, people, don't you understand that they roll out the propaganda in the very beginning to try to get people to think that no planes hit the towers? They show you a guy in a party hat and another guy dressed up with a Puff the Magic Dragon costume wrapped around him. Those are the people you're listening to when you buy into that bull, man. All right, Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, hey.
Okay. All right. So I was looking at the cover of Endgame about a week ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, by the way, it's an awesome cover with the UN building and the skull in it.
Yes.
And then I was thinking about how they were attacked in Kenya and that they blamed it on Osama bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started thinking about, well, Obama's from Kenya. And I'm thinking, what is the role that the UN could have had in this?
In the Kenya bombing? Well, I don't know if it would have been the UN, but I definitely think
I mean,
it was
in 9/11, September 11th.
Oh, well, I mean, all right. For instance, the United Nations, they give a format for President Bush right after the fact to get up in front of an international audience and tell people, do not condone these conspiracy theories about 9/11. Now is the time to join us. If you're not with us, you're against us. So they provide a forum for the Anglo-American establishment to say, hey, no matter what you think, you better get on board or you might be the next country. Eric, hold over. We'll come back to you. We'll go to Chris. We'll go to Seal.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You know, speaking of the UN and the terrorist attacks of 9/11, and by the way, Alex Jones does a great job of describing the UN and other globalist organizations in Endgame. You know, they also set the precedent for who the rogue nations are, who the enemy is right there. And it promotes global governance. And if you know anything about this subject matter, Eric, this is all about bringing us into some kind of global form of government incrementally. It further legitimizes the United Nations as the place to go after disaster. So I think that's the link. That's the role. You got anything else for me, Eric?
Yeah. Also, I mean, one of the parts of that piece of the National Geographic piece, how do people get the explosives in the building? It's a known fact that two weeks before that attacks happened, the alarm system was shut down.
Not only is the alarm system shut down, and I appreciate the call, but I interviewed Gary Corbett, who was in the World Trade Center, had worked there for 20-plus years. I believe that was on the 6th anniversary of 9/11. And he described how they were having all sorts of problems from the weekend renovations that took place, and that on Monday they had to call everybody and get people back in there. That's on YouTube somewhere. It never made the films, but it's absolutely a part of the investigation. And you are correct that, for the 2 weeks beforehand, there were all these floor shutdowns and they were updating security. So does that give them an opportunity to put explosives into the building? Possibly. But without a real investigation, real subpoena power, we may never know. Chris Emery in OKC, you're on the line.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Jason. A couple things. Right off the bat, the technician from the New Mexico Explosives Institute, he was actually bought and paid for on a Discovery Channel conspiracy theory piece on the Oklahoma City bombing, and I recognized his face and his voice right away. And I knew right as soon as he came on that he wouldn't be shooting straight with us on National Geographic. What he did was he took the theory that McVeigh had presented in the two authors from Buffalo that wrote a book, American Terrorist, about Timothy McVeigh, and he tried to prove McVeigh's theory, and that was completely false. And then he tried to prove the official theory would happen here. That was false. So basically he had egg on his face, and I'm thinking, why would they bring this guy back on a National Geographic hit piece on 9/11? They literally shot themselves in the foot on that one. And second, I wanted to commend you on your movie, Fabled Enemies, because there's a guy that's three pictures away from Muhammad Atta on the Able Danger poster that was actually documented. He's a proven handler for a couple of the people involved here. So both cases are tied together very quickly or very closely. And the National Geographic pieces, it was just garbage. It was unbelievable.
It was very disrespectful.
So anyway.
I appreciate the call, Chris. And, you know, there's nothing that's more apparent that, yes, OKC, the World Trade Center bombing in 95, OKC happens, the World Trade Center, they're all interconnected. And Alex Jones does an excellent job of taking you through United States false flag terror in 9/11, the road to tyranny. And that was really my wake up call beyond 9/11. I had been doing research for, you know, a couple of months into 9/11, reading the NORAD reports, going through the official timelines. What was the website? It was, I always know it. It was 911timeline.net, and it was just this 40-page synopsis of what had happened that day. And it wasn't until I saw Alex Jones's Road to Tyranny that I knew anything was wrong with OKC. And, you know, most people to this day have no idea that something's wrong with OKC. And the only publisher out there man enough to show the videos of McVeigh on military bases a year plus after he's supposed to be out is Larry Flint of Hustler Magazine, the only mainline guy. So great points. We're going to come back. We're going to continue to take your calls. We're going to talk about this Nat Geo hit piece. Maybe Alex Jones will jump in for a hot second. I see him out there. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Remember, if you miss any of the program, you can pick up the podcast over at theinfowarrior.com or go check us out over at prisonplanet.tv.
Give me the dust of my father.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Direct from Austin, coast to coast, and in your face, you're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we are back. Final hour of the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And we really just eviscerated that propaganda piece put out by National Geographic. We went through all three of their lousy, phony experiments. Again, the Pentagon thing, the guy admits off the bat, I'm not recreating the Pentagon. This really has no relevance to the Pentagon whatsoever. And then you see the I-beam they use. It's a joke. I could have picked up that I-beam with my hands. Okay, no one's saying, see, that they start with a false argument. Nobody in 9/11 Truth said that fire can't deform steel. No, we're saying that the molten metal pouring out of the World Trade Center, the molten metal that was found underneath the World Trade Center, is impossible from your pancake-driven collapse. They don't want to talk about that. They want to rig the game, fix the questions. That's what they're about. So we're going to continue to take your calls. We got Chris, Seal, Pat, Jim, Ken, Mike, and others. We're going to go to Chris in Florida right now. Chris, what's on your mind, my friend?
Well, when it comes to Oklahoma City, since you mentioned it, I remember FBI senior special agent Ted Gunderson that reported a lot and woke me up as to Oklahoma City, which, of course, prompted me to know that 9/11 was an inside job the morning of. But I know you reported in Loose Change about the CNN photojournalist Jamie McIntyre, where he says he changed his story. He says at first that there's no wreckage larger than what you could just pick up in your hand, and then he changes it to that there was cockpit wreckage and, you know, or the plane might have been vaporized, but he's saying that there are...
And that only happened after Loose Change Second Edition had become immensely popular, that he had to address that. It was around the fifth anniversary of 9/11 when Loose Change just got too big to ignore, I guess. And, yeah, he changed his story. It went from, well, there's nothing out there that you could see that a plane has hit the building. All you see are these little parts. And then all of a sudden, hey, I saw the cockpit. I saw the engines. I saw the wing debris. Totally made up.
So, did you know, he said he saw the tail section and all sorts of stuff. But
no one's ever seen the tail section. If he saw the tail section, maybe he saw a hallucination or, you know, he was out in the desert and he was just seeing things. Because I've never seen the tail section. I've got every single picture that's available outside of the Pentagon. I've got pictures that haven't even been published. You know, those 15 or 20 pictures that people have seen of the lawn and everything else? Well, the guy who took those actually sent them to Dylan and I, and there's about 300 pictures ranging from that day into the day after, and I can assure you, sir, there are no pictures of any tail section. Continue.
So the question I ask is, did Jamie McIntyre, CNN photojournalist, sign a non-disclosure agreement with CNN, because I can't find the pictures either, and nobody seems to be able to, so...
Here's what happened with Jamie McIntyre, and I appreciate the call. Jamie McIntyre is CNN's Pentagon correspondent. Now, when this gets too hot and he's not ready to disavow it yet, they come to him and they say, look, man, we really like you. We like what you do here. You're embedded in the Pentagon. You were here while the attacks happened. We want to continue to work with you, but we really need you to talk about seeing these plane parts. I mean, these kooks don't think a plane hit the Pentagon. Of course a plane hit the Pentagon, Jamie. Of course it did. We just need you to get up on TV and really talk about it. We'd hate for you to lose your access or, you know, CNN to have to replace you as the Pentagon correspondent. You've been with us for so long. And like most, he did what they said. They go along to get along. He likes his cushy job. I'm sure he gets paid very, very well. I'm sure he has top-line benefits. I'm sure he likes being around the power structure. He feeds off that. He likes being in the Pentagon every day. He likes to be able to go to the daily briefings. He likes to think he's in the know. You know, so him, I take people at their word when they're on the scene, when they're on camera, when they don't know what the official version's going to be. It's the same at Shanksville, Pennsylvania. You know, they go up, they interview a guy, and they say, "Where's the plane?" He's like, "Well, I haven't seen any parts of a plane. All you got is these small fires in this little debris field." And then the local reporters are saying, "Well, it's strewn out over 8 miles. And actually, there's some of it over a mountain ridge in New Baltimore." And then we go to New Baltimore over that mountain ridge. And residents say, "Yeah, there was debris falling." But then the debunkers come around and say, "No, that debris went to Indian Lake. It's only a mile and a half away. There's no mountain ridge. We don't know what you're talking about." We're going to come back. We're going to go to Seal, Pat, Jim, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire.
Hey folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, folks, you're going to have to go back. It is the debunking of the Nat Geo hit piece all the way through. Again, they only did 3 really lousy, insignificant experiments. No one ever said fire can't deform steel. That was never a claim of 9/11 truth. They took an I-beam and they put it in 2,000 degree temperatures. Yeah, of course it's going to bend. No one said otherwise. All right, let's continue to barrel through the calls. Seal in Canada. Seal, you're on the line.
Yeah, well, 3 quick points there, young Jason. First of all, God bless you, you young man. You you InfoWarriors and 911 truthers, and don't be distracted by their timing of this National Geographic outlay, because we know that the anniversary is coming up before the weekend. And so, in final, I'd like to say that we've got to take a proactive approach at looking at the what's ahead of the curve. Let's get ahead of the curve, InfoWarriors. Let's look at what they're going to, let's get ahead of this military-industrial CIA complex that Ike and JFK warned us so heavily about. God bless you, boys.
God bless you. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. And, you know, I am trying to get ahead of the curve. I'm trying to get a mass movement together down in New York City for the 10th anniversary, because really, even now, 9/11 is largely being ignored by the mainstream media. You're not seeing it all over the news, all over the regular networks like you did around the 5th and 6th anniversaries. It faded out during the 7th. They're still trying to keep it low-key during the 8th. They'll only resurrect it if there's another false flag attack in the United States or on the 10th anniversary when they can't ignore it. You see, we're brainwashed to think in 5, 10s, 20s, 25s. These are the anniversaries that we remember. These are the ones that matter. So hopefully on the 10th anniversary, the InfoWarriors are going to be loaded with ammunition, whether that be DVDs of Loose Change Final Cut or Fabled Enemies or something else that comes out in the near future. Maybe Invisible Empire becomes a big hit and shows the broader spectrum of what's going down, that we can take back 9/11. I truly believe that one day the truth, at least on some level, will be told, will be accepted, and hopefully, I hope to God, I pray to God, that some of the people involved in this attack do suffer the consequences, are brought to trial, are prosecuted, do have to serve their time in prison. That's what, I mean, these guys are mass murderers. This is real. A lot of people died that day. It hurts me to even, I can go back to the morning that it happened. I remember, and I remember the feeling in my gut. Just, I felt sick to my stomach. I couldn't believe this was going down. And I, initially, in the weeks and months after 9/11, I didn't even want to hear about it. I said, man, this is all over the news. It's just feeding into my head. I don't even want to hear about it. Let's just move on. We got to move forward. I don't want to hear about this stuff. But boy, when I started to learn what really happened, I needed to know, because it made that feeling in my gut come back again a thousandfold, where I felt sick. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Pat in Ohio. Pat, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I got three questions. The first one is about the Pentagon. I know that a plane did not hit the Pentagon, but what do you think happened to the passengers like Barbara Holden and people like that?
I think they're dead. It's a big mystery, you know, what happens to these people on these planes. You go by the Northwoods document. In the 60s, they said, well, you know, we'll fill these planes up with military personnel. We'll say they're college students. We'll land them safely at a location, and we'll have fake funerals for everybody. I don't necessarily think that's what happened here. I think that everybody on these things were collateral damage. They were accepted. You know, whether they flew those planes into the ocean or they gassed the passengers and actually used the planes in some type of other deal, who knows? I try not to speculate, but again, I have a hard time believing that Flight 77, piloted by Hani Hanyor, was able to make this incredible turn with all these G-forces, clip all these light poles, barrel into the Pentagon, have essentially large pieces of the wings disappear and the tail section disappear. So, you know, I don't speculate on what happened to those people except for they're dead. I really, truly believe that everybody on those planes is dead. I don't think this is like a swordfish scenario where, you know, John Travolta gets a new face at the end and he pretends he's dead. I think they're dead. What's the next question?
Okay, there's two more questions. Barry Jennings, back in, Alex, I heard him in June, this past June, on June 12th. He mentioned Barry Jennings, but he also mentioned about somebody being in the witness protection program.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know that Barry Jennings was ever in the witness protection program. When I met him and I did that interview with him, he was quite concerned with his family, saying he had about 2 years till retirement, and you know, he really, really needed to keep his job. Now, I think Barry Jennings is dead. From what I've been able to find out, he died of fast-acting leukemia. Is it super suspicious? You bet it is. But I can't go beyond that. I mean, he gave this, you know, supposedly a retracting interview with the BBC, but the only thing he retracted on, he said everything that he said to me on camera except for he said, I never said I was stepping over dead bodies. But if I play you the video, I didn't ask Barry Jennings, hey, are you stepping over dead bodies? Are there dead bodies in World Trade Center 7? He volunteered that information. I feel like that information was too hot to handle. Somebody said, hey, this can't, you can't be talking about this. So he went to the media. He went to the press. He didn't know that there would be repercussions after he gave this interview. And, you know, was he murdered? I don't know that. Again, I know he died of fast-acting leukemia, and it is extremely suspicious. Third question, Pat.
Pat Tillman. Now, I know he died, and I was told that his unit, several people in his unit died a few days or a few weeks after he did. Where can I get this information?
I don't think it was necessarily a few days. I do remember one of the people, I think it was in Tillman's squad, was back in Los Angeles at a barbecue when somebody popped up and capped him and his friend. I would just type in, Tillman suspicious murder. You're going to get a lot on the fracticide and the different investigations into his death. But then you can also type in Tillman's unit murdered, and you should be able to get some of the people that died during that investigation as well. I thank you for the call, Pat. I hope that was a big help. Let's jump to our next caller. Let's go to Jim in Florida. Jim, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. There's a point about 9/11 that Tarpley always emphasizes in his book and other articles that I don't ever hear Alex mention. Mm-hmm. I have my own little theory about it. You probably will think it's silly, but it's about the angel's next threat to Air Force One.
Hold on. Let me just stop you. Have you watched Fabled Enemies?
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
You need to, because there's a huge section about it. It's not just about the angel is next comment. Let's go with angel is next, okay? First of all, there were other targets that day. The angel is next just basically said, we have control, and the next target is supposed to be Air Force One. It was reported all over, and then it was recoiled, okay? And then I have Ari Fleischer in the film kind of saying, look, we can't talk about specifics. He keeps trying to dart the question, okay?
Right.
Now, later on, you find out that not only did they have the secret codes for Air Force One, the terrorists magically had the secret codes for all of Army intelligence, all of Marine intelligence, the Department of Defense, the Department of Justice, all these different agencies. I think I named like a dozen of them. It's in an article out of WorldNet Daily. And to me, it seems like this was the Israeli arm, because the Israeli arm of this attack, they were the ones in Amdocs and Comverse. And what were Amdocs and Comverse doing? Amdocs and Comverse were the ones that they had also, what did they compromise? They compromised the Secret Service, the Department of Defense, the SEC, the IRS. They were able to get into all these government agencies, and it seemed to parallel the same government agencies that had their codes hacked. So I really think that the Israeli arm of this attack was able to get that information and then put it into play on 9/11. In other words, call up whoever they called up, whether it be, you know, military intelligence in the White House or the, you know, Air Force One itself, whether it was Dick Cheney or Donald Rumsfeld, and say, hey, we have these codes and we're going to make these things go live, because they knew the drills were going down. So some of the drills had already gone live. World Trade Center got hit. Pentagon got hit. Something went down with Flight 93. Who knows if something at Air Force One or worse could happen. So that's where I go with that. In Fabled Enemies, I do mention Angel is next. I do mention, the Israeli angle as well, the intelligence angle. And that's what I think the Angel is next is. But let's hear your theory.
Well, you know, Tarpley tries to present it as they were menacing the little ninny Bush and scaring the tar out of him to get him to go along with the plan in case he had any second thoughts about it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that I see it in his book, Synthetic Terror, which I thought was a great book. But then it occurred to me that it might be something that was provided to him for plausible deniability in case of a Nuremberg trial.
Mm-hmm. See, that's a good question. See, I don't think that Bush knows anything about these attacks. I don't even know if he knows they're an inside job as they're happening. Now, somebody like Cheney and Rumsfeld, I have a hard time believing that they're not more in the know, or a Wolfowitz, if you will. So, you know, I don't necessarily think it was put there to give Bush plausible deniability, because, again, they said fog of war. That was the new buzzword, fog of war, afterwards. And I don't think it was the fog of war. I think that the continuity of government, the people in the upper echelons that were actually carrying out this attack, did want to threaten the president, did want to bring this in. I suggest you go check out Fabled Enemies for a bigger overview. You can get it over at Infowars.com. It's available free at YouTube. Please check it out, Jim. Appreciate the call. All right, let's close out this segment without any callers. We'll come back to your calls after this, 888-201-2244. But the anniversary of 9/11, less than a week away. Very important we get this information to our friends and family. You know, let's make Fabled Enemies number one on Google Video and YouTube and have them censor me yet again, because that's what happened last year. Fabled Enemies number one on Google Video during 9/11. They just nixed it. Gone. It's the same thing when I launched it a little over a week earlier. September 1st, it was second. September 2nd, it was first on the list. They just freeze my account. No, you're not allowed to tell the truth. So, you know, let's make a concerted effort to get the best truth films out to your mother, your father, your grandparents, your cousins, your coworkers, your neighbors. They need to see this information. You know, it's coming up. It's going to be all over the TV September 9th, 10th, and 11th. And we can't let them perpetuate this massive lie that has brought our lives nothing but tyranny in this country and abroad. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this. Check us out live streaming at prisonplanet.tv.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know.
How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders sling test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We are barreling through your calls. Let's go to Mike in Iowa. Mike, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. It's just want to know, you got the Franklin scandal?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did, actually. And myself and Rob Jacobson are currently trying to make our way through it. I just thumbed through it, but I have it right next to my desk. I thank you for that.
Oh, great. Yeah, well, on page 192, it shows how, like, Nick Bryan, who definitely didn't believe in any kind of conspiracy theories, just started pulling on one thread called the Finders, like this weird satanic group stealing kids. Mm-hmm. And he uncovered all the way to William Colby dying on April 27th, 1996. Because of the things that happened during the Church Committee, the Kennedy assassination in 1975, and that was when he was fired and George H.W. Bush was put in power at the CIA, and he was fired very angrily by Gerald Ford. But what I wanted to make note of is that last time I called, I was working with getting Tom Harkin to sign on to the Sunshine bill for, you know, in the Senate, which have 23 co-sponsors for the Ron Paul sort of thing, but it's actually with the fellow from the independent fellow in the
Senate. So this is another audit the Fed type of bill, is what you're telling me?
Exactly. It's a sunshine. It's okay. I can't remember what it is off, but the number of it. But I got, Harkin was very responsive, but within less than 12 hours, he co-sponsored it.
He
contacted Senator Grassley. I contacted him as well, and he's a big Sybil Edmonds fan, which is kind of bizarre. You know, a Republican that is a Sybil Edmonds fan. So she's very, very credible. Mm-hmm. And he signed on. It took him like 10 days, but he signed on as well. And where I come from, Washington State, I'm trying to get Senators Murray and Cantwell, so I think they out there bother them too because they still haven't signed on. But I'm going to be seeing Tom Harkin and Al Franken at his steak fry with my DigiNet cameras. I have three of them placed out. And the reason why is that, see, after I got him to sign on, I also sent some of loose change final cut from Texas there, free speech systems. And a bunch of other, everything that Alex has got, basically. But I had a copy of the Loose Change Final Cut and Fabled Enemies. And the thing was that I had sent him another two books from Amazon. Okay, one was the Tarpley's George Bush biography.
Yeah, the unauthorized biography of George Bush. That's that was back in the 90s he wrote that.
Right, exactly. And the Franklin cover-up. The first one by John DeCamp. And he accepted those. They didn't know the problem. But when the free speech stuff got to his office, the box had been opened. It had been taped back up with all kinds of official Tom Harkin stuff on it and said, return to sender to my house.
Well, I'll tell you this. Hey, what are you going to do? You got him to take some of the information. It sounds like you're doing a bang-up job as an info warrior trying to get this information out to public officials, trying to make a difference. So that's all you can hope to do. Listen, a lot of people are turned off by Alex Jones's material just because it says Alex Jones unfortunately. And Alex Jones has done so much for this movement. He is over the target. He's taking the flak. So somebody like Franken or others sending that material back is no shock to me. What would be shocking is if they watched an Endgame and said, wow, this is valid, eugenics is real, or they watched Loose Change Final Cut and said, I'm going to demand a new investigation into 9/11. I mean, you look at Van Jones, this guy who was a nobody in 2004. He signs on to a rather you know, I mean, it's not even a hardcore thing that 911truth.org put together. They just put together the basic evidence. They're lying. He signs on to that. He's forced to resign today because of that. And, you know, I'm not even a fan of the most of this guy's politics. He's the green job czar, for God's sakes. How could I be? But I think it's wrong what happened to him. Even in a Democratic establishment, he has to leave. That's the power of 9/11 truth. And especially around this time period coming up, and I thank you for the call, with 9/11 only a week away and the neocons rabidly biting down on this, going, oh, this guy's a communist. Who knows? Maybe he is a communist. But at least on some level, he was looking for the truth. At least on some level, he questioned his government. But as soon as he drank the Obama Kool-Aid, man, he was just ready to go along to get along. He was ready to disavow 9/11 truth, said, I've never had these views ever. Come on, you signed that back in 2004 and you never had these views? I have a hard time believing that, sir. We're going to come back, take your calls, hopefully out.
Also in a 2002 march.
Yeah, that's right. He was with Carol Brulé, one of the pioneers of 9/11 truth, the 9/11 truth family member. I believe it was her brother who died. You know, those of us who lost somebody aren't going to stop. We're going to bring the truth out. We'll be back after this. It's the Info Warrior.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my
All right, we are busting through your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. 888-201-2244 or 512-646-1776. That's 888-201-2244. Let's jump to Mike in Missouri. Mike, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, I just wondered if you were doing anything for 9/11. Tell me what you're doing. I'm going to tell you what I'm doing, man.
You know, I don't know. I've had a couple offers. I really wanted to go down to New York City, but I'm just so busy with Invisible Empire. I'm not going to be able to make like a 4 or 5 day trip down there. I really just don't have the scratch to spend either. I've gotten some offers to speak. All right, we got to let him go. Sorry, Mike. I would have liked to hear what you were doing, but just the static. I've gotten some offers to speak around Austin. I don't know necessarily if I'm actually going to be doing anything this year. It's kind of unfortunate. I do have a bunch of Loose Change Final Cut DVDs in my office, so if nothing else, I'll be handing those DVDs out on 9/11 somewhere, whether it's in Texas or some other event or no event or, you know, on a street corner. I think it's important that we get this information out there. Who knows? Maybe I'll even do a special Friday broadcast on 9/11. I got to talk to Jones about it, but I want to do something. I want people to feel motivated. I want people down at Ground Zero handing out our information. Yes, sir.
We got plenty of stuff coming up for 9/11 this week. Everybody just tune in later in the week.
All right, there you go. You've got it.
And Burmes is making Invisible Empire. I'm making Fall of the Republic. That'll reach tens of millions of people. That's what our films reach. And so we've been to New York. We're supporting. We're having We Are Change, promoting groups who are doing events all over the country and the world. So that's what's going on.
All right, thank you, sir. Let's jump to John in Oklahoma. John, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you or Alex have ever heard of a British documentarian named Adam Curtis.
No, I have not.
He's got some videos online. You can find them at Google, specifically The Power of Nightmares.
Oh, I've seen The Power of Nightmares, yeah. Oh, I didn't know that was his name.
The Trap, What Happened to Our Dream of Freedom.
I have not watched The Trap, but for those that don't know about The Power of Nightmares, The Power of Nightmares is this three-part BBC documentary. I think each part's around 90 minutes, and it basically breaks down how Al-Qaeda was created by the Muslim Brotherhood and the U.S. financing behind it, and, you know, how Al-Qaeda really translate into the base from one CIA document. It's an excellent documentary series.
It is, and also The Century of the Self. Made by the same guy, but because I was wondering where the history of all this came in, because things really changed after 2001, I noticed. You know, they were easing up, and then there was that definitive something's in the air, something isn't right.
Well, you know what it was? It was the
nightmares really brought that home to me exactly what was going on, consciousness.
Let me say this, John. If they had had their way in 93... and the World Trade Center had toppled from its base into another tower and wreaked havoc and killed thousands of people, you would have seen an acceleration. We would have been in Afghanistan. We would have been in Iraq. This all would have went down under Clinton. Because that plan failed, they had to back off for a little while. And they decided to go the soft route with the domestic terror and the OKC bombing. And instead of thousands dying, a few hundred died, and people weren't as suspicious 2 years later, because there were some mainline reports. Hey, these guys that just bombed the World Trade Center were working with the FBI. I remember seeing them. Alex has showed some of them in his pictures. I have a couple that I have not used in any of my movies. But people were ready to wake up then. They really, again, this is before the internet. This is before you could just go to YouTube and download a video. Information was closed off in so many circles. If it wasn't on TV, if you couldn't rent the VHS tape, it was very hard to tell people about this information. It's not like that anymore, you know, and that's why they screwed up big with 9/11, because a guy like me may never have woken up to beyond the false left-right paradigm. I would have considered myself, you know, somebody who liked to watch Bill Maher. I guess I was a liberal. I would have never woken up unless this open source information was out there. And that's why they're so desperately trying to regulate the internet and bring in internet too, so they can start censoring us on a mass level. They've already censored us quite a bit. I mean, I've shown Google Video freezing our views, taking down the counters, trying to, you know, manipulate how many people could see us. Go ahead.
And what I really learned from The Power of Nightmares is that the new politic is be afraid. Because if you stay afraid, then we can protect you.
That's absolutely correct.
And there's nothing to be afraid of.
That's right. You know, we have nothing to fear but fear itself. And the real fear should be that nobody's talking about the truth and that we continue with these wars of aggression, that the Obama administration is openly saying that we're going to be in Iraq until the end of 2011. And by the way, at the end of 2011, we're going to have 50,000 troops still there. And then Michael Moore will be overly apologetic and say, oh, Obama fakes right and then goes left. I'll be shocked if he has 50,000 troops in Iraq by 2011. 2011 ain't that far away.
It makes me wonder how much of the information that they're putting out isn't just propaganda to keep us afraid.
Oh, the majority of it is. I mean, you look at Tom Ridge coming out now saying in 2004 they upped the terror hype level, the little color-coded Johnny nonsense they like to instill fear people for the election. I mean, that's absolutely admitted. And Bush still lost the election to his cousin, but his cousin refused to actually get the votes counted, and he just bowed down and said, don't worry, King George, we knew you were going to be president. It's your establishment that's going to be in power. I thank you for the call, John. Let's jump to Frank in Illinois. Frank, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how you doing? Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to catch your show in a while. I was just wondering when the new movie's coming out.
The new movie will be out February 12th. 2010. I know I put winter 2010 in the trailer. That means February. I'm not working on it for another year. I initially wanted to release it around Christmas time. We weren't able to get the staff hired in order to do that. I recently got a new graphics guy. I mean, I hope you enjoyed the trailer. I really want to give this film a look. I want it to look like something no one's ever seen before. And I'm hoping that this does for the New World Order what Loose Change did for 9/11 Truth. In other words, brings it semi-mainstream, makes it a buzzword, gets people to understand what it means. So look for it in February. Anything else?
No, that's all. Thanks a lot, Jason.
You got it, Frank. Thanks for the support. Justin in Texas. Justin, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Justin, going once.
Yes, I was wondering if Alex Jones
this guy again? I mean, again, you didn't learn your lesson after last week. I mean, I'm wondering if you're promoting the Alex Jones deception when the guy who made it beats his kids and it's open news. I mean, I'm not even going to say anything else other than that, but I've never hit a child in my life and I never intend to. But apparently people who like to make kook documentaries out there just can't help but beat their kids in public and then get arrested for it. All right, let's just switch some gears to some new news here. Now, I read this, and this may not be top-of-the-line news. We should probably be talking about the 2,000 students. And by the way, that was about one-tenth of the school population at one university that apparently got swine flu. I thought we'd see more mainline stories about that. Maybe they're just prepping people. I'm not sure. But this one really caught my eye. Schoolgirl wanted to lose virginity before Large Hadron Collider caused the end of the world. Now, obviously, there are huge questions about the Large Hadron Collider and what it's able to do, you know, whether or not this is going to cause a black hole, whether or not there's going to be some kind of disaster, whether or not they're going to be able to recreate the origin of life. But what I think this speaks to more than anything is a culture of fear, okay? And that culture of fear, this girl, I mean, you're always going to have stupid people, folks, and this poor girl got tricked into some act with some boy in a bathroom. But here's where it gets weird. Some other boy was in the bathroom taping it with his cell phone, and then it got all around school. People were texting it to one another. Now, we do live in this era where everything we do is basically recorded. And we live in an era where people are growing up with cell phones. They think it's okay to record everything. I mean, what kind of a moral society do we live in? What kind of a moral society do we live in when, you know, a 13 or 14 year old boy tapes an underage act and then spreads it around school? Now, this isn't just, you know, I took a picture for my boyfriend. I mean, this is some hardcore stuff. And these are 13, 14, 15 year old kids. It shows that the parents, you know, don't have control over their children. They're not involved in their kids' life. That they are just promoting idiocy. I mean, this girl, you know, should have went to her parents and asked them about the Large Hadron Collider, but they were probably, it's Europe, so I'm going to guess they were too busy with soccer. You know, football's not big there. The other football's big there. But I thought that was super interesting. Now, the next section of the G20 is coming up, and what are they saying they're going to do? They're going to curb back bank bonuses. Haven't they been saying that they were going to do this from the very get-go, that bank bonuses were a thing of the past and were regulating these huge salaries? No, they're not. It's just a headline the people want to see while they bring in their global currency, their global governance. That's the fact of the matter. Okay, when Gordon Brown gets up there and says this cavalier cowboy attitude of the banks taking over is no longer going to be happening. You work for the banks. You work for the establishment. You promote a new world order. I mean, come on. Bonuses for bankers throughout the Western world will for the first time be subject to limits and checks as soon as next year. As soon as next year. So they're actually just saying, yeah, you're going to get screwed over in public for another year plus. Give me a break. Oh, wanted to read this one, show you how corrupt other nations can be. I mean, they don't even screw around in Mexico, man. Mexican legislative candidate family killed. Okay. Jose Francisco Fuentes Esperon and their two sons found inside their home dead. And apparently, this Mexican legislator had been tortured. He was probably tortured before he was killed while they killed his family in front of him. While they killed his wife and his two sons. I mean, these are the types of people that we're dealing with. Hardcore contract cartel murderers. But we fall for their style. We fall for their grace. We fall for their appearance because they're in a suit and a tie. Okay? Well, I got news for you. That suit and a tie is nothing but a gangster disguise for a cartel. And, you know, here it is. I mean, they are ruthless. They killed his 10-year-old and his 13-year-old. They choked him to death, probably in front of their father. Just disgusting. It shows you the way of the world. Everything isn't always happiness and unicorns, folks. And meanwhile, they don't have the murderers. They don't know any of that stuff. Here's some global warming propaganda, some green movement propaganda, if you will. Britain heading back to the dark ages. The UK is facing a tipping point over the next few years in its ability to generate enough power to satisfy an ever-increasing demand. Again, they're here to tell you, we don't have enough. We're going to have to start imposing a carbon tax. Carbon tax is out in the open at this point. You're going to be taxed on how many cars you drive. What kind of garbage you have, the size of your home, what your electric bill's right like. And we've been telling you because they've been prepared. They're prepping this all over the place. You're seeing it in the Telegraph, the Guardian. You're seeing it in Reuters. Remember, Reuters changed their environmental section on their website to Green Business News. When California was hit with a spate of crippling power cuts 8 years ago, it was not simply the fault of the unscrupulous energy supplier called Enron manipulating prices. No, really, it was the fault of Enron manipulating prices, and they proved that those rolling blackouts were nothing but shenanigans in order to instill fear into the people. That's what that was. But they're just going to lie to you here and just say, hey, you know, the power supply could be bad by 2017 and we could have 1970 style blackouts here in Britain. Totally made up to get you to accept the new exorbitant price tag that they're going to put on for breathing and other goodies. Breathing. You breathe too much, your carbon footprint's bad. Yeah, you know, I think we need a one child policy. That's what we need. Well, what was it? 2.2 kids is what Holdren said in his book, Ecoscience. 2.2. And then he suggests that if you want the third kid, you have to buy the 0.2 kids from four other families, making it so that you can have a third child. And he also advocates in here that if you have more than two children in public school, that you have to pay for it. So you got to start paying for the third kid to go to school. Just unbelievable ridiculousness. All right, let's jump back to some callers. 888-201-2244. Dan in Wisconsin. Dan, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how are you guys doing? I just wanted to say that what you and Alex are doing is great, and I wanted to draw your attention to, if you haven't already seen it, and your listeners' attention to a document that was drafted in 1996 by a bunch of PhD like professors called Alternative Futures for 2025 Security Planning to Avoid Surprise. In that document, they outlined a swine flu epidemic that was bioengineered on page 67 of that document. You can find it on the the Air Force website.
Read the headline again for me. Read the headline again so we can get this. What's the headline?
Okay, it's Alternative futures for 2025. Security planning to avoid surprise.
Futures for 2025. I was not aware of that, and I thank you for the call. We're going to check it out. Futures for 2025. You too, man. I appreciate the information. We can't cover it all, but you can get at me over at my MySpace.com/Jason Burmis or Facebook.com/TheInfoWarrior. I do check my emails there. I do check what gets posted on my wall. I do find a lot of news there. So if somebody wants to pump this document over to me, Alternative Futures for 2025, I believe it was, for 2025. And very interesting. I guess on page 67, they deal with a bioengineered swine flu epidemic. Weird. Let's go to Thomas in Alabama. Thomas, you're on the line. And we got to let him go. It's just so difficult sometimes, folks. I mean, you try to go to the callers. You try to make it a caller-based show, and then you get static in the background or somebody's on their lawnmower or the dog's barking. I mean, so difficult to do. I want to remind everybody that the first 2 hours of this program was solely dedicated to the National Geographic hit piece that aired on Monday. I'm encouraging everybody to get the PrisonPlanet.tv video feed and please, please, please post it on YouTube. Get it out there because we refute every single point that they try to make. We show you their chicanery. We show you their tricks. We show you their Johnny nonsense. And believe me, there's plenty of it. And when I say plenty, I mean an abundance. They tried to make it into a psychological special. And I remember, the beginning were crazy, and at the end they vindicate that we're crazy. And in between are three false experiments that prove absolutely nothing. They frame the arguments. They frame the arguments. Fire can't deform steel. No one in 9/11 Truth, you show me the quotation of anybody prominent in 9/11 Truth that ever said that fire cannot deform steel, and then they don't want to use a steel beam from the World Trade Center or anything to scale, and they want to tell you all the fireproofing's gone, and then they put an I-beam on 2,000 plus degree temperature and it buckles. Of course it's going to buckle. No one said it wasn't going to buckle. We're going to come back, take some final calls, get your perspectives out there. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Once a week, folks, Sunday, 6 to 9 Central Time. Tune in, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water?
In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one.
All right,
two,
folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burma's final segment. I promise to take your last calls. David N. Montana, you're on the air. Yes,
howdy.
David. Howdy.
Howdy. What do you think about all them college shootings? Do you think they went down to scare the crap out of the college kids so they wouldn't protest the war in Iran?
I don't know if that's necessarily what's behind those college shootings. You know, the Virginia Tech one is extremely suspicious. Obviously, if you beckon back to before the college shootings and just the high school ones, Columbine has some pretty bad fingerprints all over it. But I don't know if this generation was willing to protest. Well, look at 2004, because I think there's been this huge attitude change. It is unbelievable to me that we are now 5 years past 2004, when there were hundreds of thousands of people in the streets in New York City protesting the war, protesting the fact that the RNC had come there. And you cannot duplicate that now, because we've been given this false left cover, this guy that supposedly didn't get us into the war. You know, the Barack Obama didn't get us into the war. His administration didn't get us into the war. But the same establishment is behind the scenes. The same establishment is promoting the war as it goes along. I think that they diffused the situation by using the false left-right paradigm to their advantage, and I really doubt that the college shootings had anything to do with that. I thank you for the call, David. I've got to jump to the next caller, final caller of the evening, Bruce in Louisiana. Bruce, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Is it open discussion?
Open discussion. You got 3 minutes.
All right. I just want to thank y'all for your show, and I want to pass on the information I just found out about aspartame. You know, I was sick, last year, and I decided to take some Alka-Seltzer.
Mm-hmm.
And they put aspartame in Alka-Seltzer now.
Yeah, no, it's in everything. It's in aspartame or Ascaflame or sucralose and all these different types of artificial sugars are in everything you eat. I mean, they're in a lot of the processed foods and material. And like you said, Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer doesn't even have a sweet taste. What is it doing in Alka-Seltzer, sir?
I have no idea. I was freaking out when I saw that. I said, you know, it doesn't taste right. And I looked at the ingredients, and it has aspartame now. And I looked at the generic counterpart, and they also have aspartame. So you got to watch what you take for your cold medicine now.
You got to watch everything. I mean, you literally can't chew a piece of gum without poisoning yourself. I thank you for the call. The eugenics programs have gotten off the cuff, over the top. Just amazing to see what they're putting in. I mean, they had these things that they wanted you to put onto your faucets for your children that would give flavored water for your kids. What was the flavor? It was, you know, dye and aspartame and high fructose corn syrup. And then you find out that the high fructose corn syrup is being cut with mercury. In half of the high fructose corn syrup they tested, they found mercury inside of it. As if the high fructose corn syrup weren't bad enough for you. And then they run these little campaigns and ads of people going, well, that has high fructose corn syrup in it. You're going to give it to your children? And they're like, what do you mean? It's delicious. You don't believe all those conspiracy theories, do you? Well, some, you know, hot chick is eating a popsicle, or two moms are talking about their children, and the hip mom's giving out the high fructose corn syrup in big doses. It's no big deal. Little Johnny's okay. And then you find out they're cutting it with mercury, a heavy metal, a poison. I can't make this stuff up. Meanwhile, you see these other commercials about tagging your kids. I can't do it. I just can't get into it. I mean, I watch the TV and it upsets me so much. I watch commercials for Ambien CR and they sit through all these different terrible things that could happen to you. Suicide. You could get depressed. Da 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 da. Take it. It'll help you fall asleep. Wait, did you just say suicide and depression? I mean, give me a break, folks. If you missed any of it, it's over at theinfowarrior.com. You can pick up the podcast or check us out over at prisonplanet.tv. God bless you all.
Drifting along in the same stale shoes.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.